English is a very weak word, so you will have to be more as usual. And Rosh Hashiva is speaking, you understand, even if he's not talking to the Ramko. But when I'm speaking, you have to be more calm to understand because of my weak English. So I apologize. I want to start, as the Rosh Hashiva said. I didn't know, but it came to be so that this is today the Yuletide of Rabbi Aryeh Bina, that was our neighbor and was my Rosh Hashiva for 4 years. And our respect to this Rosh Hashiva came not just because of his very high level in learning, but because of his special attitude to us as students from 14 to 18, with such love, with such straight judgments of everything that happened. But I want to add something that it may be that even you, Rosh Hashiva, does not know. My grandfather was a Rebbe in Beit Vegan. My grandfather was a big tzaddik. He was a very tzonua, a big honor. The big Rosh Hashiva, the Rav, Rav Reb Avigdor, has a son that was a very big chosid of my grandfather up to today. And my grandfather was from Montreal, New York. He came here in Israel, Tovshin Yud Beis, and he lived in Beit Vegan. He had a very small shul. In Beit Vegan, in my times, were 20 shuls. Reb Aryeh Bina, today is his Yuletide, had a lot of choice where to daven Friday night. He had his own yeshiva with 200 boys. He had a big shul next to his house. And from all the shuls, he chose to daven with my grandfather every Friday night. But my grandfather wasn't a lot of crowd, a minion. Times that even a minion wasn't, he had to collect people for minion. So I heard someone is coming to Reb Aryeh Bina, who was very famous in Beit Vegan, and asked him, Reb Aryeh, why are you coming to daven by the Tolner Rebbe? You have so much shoes. It's far to go. He wasn't young. He has to go to the davening. He has to go back home. Why are you coming here? So Reb Aryeh says, you know, the Tolner Rebbe is a big Talmid Chochem. He's a big tzaddik. And nobody knows from it. So he says, I know a lot of Rosh Hashivas, but everybody knows that our Rosh Hashivas. I know a lot of tzaddikim. Everybody knows that are tzaddikim. I do not know somebody that is a Talmid Chochem and a tzaddik. Nobody knows about him. So because of it, I want to daven with him 1 daven a week. This was the answer from Reb Aryeh. I think it says more of Reb Aryeh than it said of my grandfather. Alutvak, Amirer, Amishnaged, and he understands that he has to go to daven by a small rebbe that nobody knows about him because nobody knows about him. So this was for us a very big lesson. And now that we are here learning Masechet Sanhedrin with such Rosh Hashivas, in such Magid Shiurim, in such good friends, I want to talk with you about something that it depends on your judgment, as Masechet Sanhedrin is handling in Inyonim that you have to judge. Whole life we're supposed to judge. Whole life we have to be a boicher in between good things and bad things. And a lot of times our Yetzer Hora is mixing up our mind, and we are not convinced if good is good and if bad is bad. And this Yetzer Hora is a big mumche in his meloche. As the Heiliger Baal Shem, the Holy Baal Shem said on the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Shoichet Mishumai Chayev. Shoichet, if somebody takes a behavior Shabbos and he is doing Melechas Shchite, so he's Chayev B'Shabbos. And the Gemara is wondering, Mishumai Chayev, what is the Chiyuv of Shoichet? What Av Meloche belongs Shchite? And the Gemara says, one of the time in Mishum Tsoiveya, because when somebody is shechting a behemoth, so the neck of the behemoth is becoming to be red, and when he sells it, he wants it to be red from the blood, that people should see that it is fresh. So he's high Mishum Tsoiveya. So the Heilige Baal Shem said, Shoichet means the Yetzer Hora. As we say in Chagiga, Pesach by night, Ve'osyo Malach HaMoves, and then Ve'osyo HaShoichet. So they say that in Loshna Zoyer, the Yetzer Hora today is the Shoichet, because he takes honest people and he's doing with them very bad things. He's bringing people to be in such a situation that they don't have the right to live. They are losing their life because of the Yetzer Hora. As the Gemara says, Ein mise veloi chet, ve'ein isurim veloi ovoim. So the Yetzer Hora is leading a person that is alive to be dead. So he's a shoichet. And the Gemara asks, shoichet, this Yetzer Hora, mishu mai chayah, what is his biggest sin? As we know, that the Gemara says that le'osit lovoi, the Ribbono Shel Olam, God will take the Yetzer Hora, and he will do in him meleches hashchite, he will kill him as with a shoichet, with a knife. So what is his badness of this Yetzer Hora? Shoichet mishum mai chayev. What is exactly the point that we hate the Yetzer Hora? So the Gemara says mishum tsoiveya. If the Yetzer Hora would come to a person, he would say, I want you to make a sin, I want you to be bad, nobody would listen. But he is taking and he is painting the Avere in a paint as a mitzvah. So he says to a boy, if you will learn too much, people will say on you that you are sad, that you are crazy, that you are lonely. You have to be a little bit more in your community. You have to go a little bit out. So if he is coming in this attitude, a person thinks maybe it's the Yetzer Tov, maybe it's the Yetzer Hora. And this is his sin. This is the shoresh of the Yetzer Hora. Mishum Tsoiveya. He's painting, he's coloring. He doesn't want we should have the clear picture, what bad is bad, what good is good. And because of it, we need to be a judge, as a judge in the whole world, that he's sitting on his chair, and he has to be, the person should say, who is a liar and who is an emissary. This is the duty of every judge. And this is the duty of us, when we are against this Yetzer Hora, to judge ourselves, to judge our negiyas, our interests, if we are in the good side or we are in the bad side. This is a big yesoid in Masechta Sanhedrin when we are talking about a shoifet. Reshoim Yetzer Hora shoifton, Tzadikim Yetzer Tov shoifton, Beinonim ze veze shoifton. Who is the judge? Who is the judge by us? Who is our Sanhedrin? Is it the Yetzer Tov or is it the Yetzer Hora? Using this hakdome, I want to stand of one point in this Indian judgment. I had a meeting with some big professor from USA. He's Jewish, he's as reform or conservative, he has a family that he comes from that was very, very frum, in a very famous family from Rebbes and Rabbonim. He's a big professor. It was a few years ago that I met him. So he asked me a question. He learned law, and he is professor of law. And he says, you see, in USA, if you want to judge somebody of something that was very, very serious, as a murder or something like it, there is there something that is called jury. Every American boy knows what jury is. You are taking 12 people, they don't have no interest, don't have no knowledge. They are innocent 12 people. they are sitting down to see and to hear what's doing in this court. And after everybody says what he has to say, the judge is warning the jury that they are responsible to say if Ploini Almoini is guilty or not, is to be blamed or not. They will take him on the electric chair to be murdered, or he will get the life and will go out of jail. Those are not easy things to be to judge. And those 12 people are going in a room, and they are not allowed to go out from this room until they will have a roiv that will say, most of the 12 will say, he is honest or he is guilty. This is the system of court in USA. You know about it, Rebbe Chonon? Rebbe Chonon knows also about it. Everybody knows about it, because everybody that is a citizen in USA may get in his mail that he has to come to be a jury, and you cannot go away from it. So this professor says, you see, by you, in the Torah, by you, he says by you, he's also a Jew, but he says by you. So they are sitting 23 Dayonim, and they are judging a person to be killed. And they are used to judge, because this is their subject. But they don't have the ability to be so honest as 12 people, that they are so innocent. So in America, in USA, you have more mishpat tzedek, because it's not a judge. A judge you can buy with shoychad, as the Torah alone says, shoychad lo itikach. A judge is the same person that sees so many things until he's getting to be very cold to a blood of a person. But if you have a jury, you can come more to the Emes. This was his dining. So this professor, as a professor that loves to talk of things that he thinks that he knows, he says what he had to say. He's asking me, as a rabbi, what is your opinion about it? Of course, he says, you will say that the Torah is more right, but explain me why. Convince me. I told him that I have a story to tell him. And the same story that I told him, I'm telling you, to show how we people are so complicated with our feelings. So the story is like this, that some person got a key from a department from a neighbor. The neighbor went to USA of a year, and he left over his department here in Beit Vegan, a big nice department, and it was empty. So he gave the key from the department to a neighbor, and he said to the neighbor, once a month, open up and go in to see, check up if everything is okay. This person, the neighbor that had the key, was a very honest person, not from. And it happened to be that his boy broke his bike. And just in this day, that day that he broke his bike, there was a game in Beit Vegan for boys that have bikes to go and to see who is running more better with his bike. And his son was 8 years old or 9 years old. He's crying to his father, I can't go, it's in an hour that it starts, and my bike is broken. And he's crying as a child is crying. So the father says, you know, in the department that I have the key, when I open it up once a month, I saw there a bike. So I would think that I'm allowed to take this bike from the neighbor. Even I didn't talk with the neighbor. Now I cannot phone him to USA because it's the middle of the night. I can't wake up somebody to 2 o'clock at night and ask him if I can take the bike. But I would say that he would agree. He gave me the key. So why shouldn't I? And the boy's crying. So this person says, my mind in my sefer says that I'm allowed to do it. And he did it. He took the bike, and the child went up the bike, and what was the end of this story, I cannot tell you because I wasn't so interested to know what happened with the child. So I'm asking this professor that is talking with me, what would you say as one of the jury if you would have such a question? A child is crying, a bike is standing, nobody needs the bike, and you can imagine that if you would ask, he would agree, but you don't have the bike. What would you say with your honest, with your judgment, with your Sechel HaYosha? What would you say? He says, I would say he can take the bike. Are you sure? I'm sure. So I'm telling him, you know, the halacha, the Jewish halacha says that if you're taking the bike, you are a gazlan. You are a shoel sheloi midas. You are borrowing something from somebody that he does not know about it. And you are shoel sheloi midas. You are a gazlan. And you are becoming to be posul le'edus. Posul le'edus, if you will come as an aid to say that you saw something, Torah won't believe you because you made such a sin that made from you a person that is not to be believed. You are not an honest person. So he says, okay, so explain me why. So I'm asking him, if it wouldn't be a bike, it would be that your Rebbetzin, your wife, has to go to a wedding. And she has to have a diamond, because if she would go without a diamond on her finger, everybody would say, eh, what happened with you? In the diamond, something happened with the diamond, and in an hour she has to go to the wedding. And you know that your neighbor has in his sleeping room a box, and in this box there is a diamond from his wife, a very, very expensive diamond, $25,000. You would take it? Zochin le'odom shloi b'fono, just to go to the wedding and just to come back. And you have to imagine that you are the woman that honors this diamond. What would you say when you hear that your neighbor opened the door with the key that you gave him, and he went in your bedroom, and he opened up a box and he took from your Rebbetzin, from your wife, her diamond? What would you say when it would happen to you? So he says, you know, maybe diamond is not the same as a bike. So you see, it's coming to be so that Chazal said, Din prute kedin meir. We are not looking on the value. We are not looking if somebody is going with a big revolver, how do you say, a gun, and he is just frightening everybody, so we say, oh, this is a murder. But if I'm a doctor and I see that a patient is suffering and is connected to a machine, and I'm just taking off the machine, but I'm going as a doctor with a nice suit, and I don't have hair on my head, this makes me to be more important, hakereach, and I say, Teres HaRefuah says, just take out the plug, this is a murder. This is just the same murder. It does not have to have with what you see with your eyes, it has with your attitude, as the Torah says. So jury are very honest people, but they are judging according to their eyes. They don't have the deepness that Torah is teaching us. If you are a Torahic person, you are thinking everything as God said. It's objective. It's not subjective. Torah said, Hor halachos of every case that can happen. Every case. And this is the reason that Torah said, Din pruto kedin meyo, because if we will start to say, if you stole just one pruta, so it's not so. So we will come very, very far. We will be as doim ve'amoiro. Because it starts with moire heter. It starts with the Yetzer Hore Hatzoivea. He's coloring. And I say, he's my friend. It's just a bike. It's just a diamond. It's just I have guests. I will put them in his department. It was broken something. Okay, I will pay him. This is our judgment as the Yetzer Hore wants from us. We should be his slaves. And if you are learning in a yeshiva, and you are a few years here, and you are wondering from time to time, what am I doing in this yeshiva? I will not be a Rosh Yeshiva as Reb Aaron Bina. I won't be a big tzaddik and a big Talmid Chochem as our big tzaddik Reb Avigdor. Nobody will take me as a rov in a place. I won't be a Magichir as Reb Elchanan. Why am I searching? Why am I here in a yeshiva that's closing the walls and forcing me to daven 3 times a day and forcing me to sit by a Gemara? It's not my subject. Even if I will learn, I won't come to some degree. It's not university that I'm going out with something in my hand. So I want to tell you, if you are a few years in a yeshiva and you are using your time as you have to, you are getting to be with another attitude to life. Somebody that learned in a yeshiva 1 year and he learned good and he was a good boy and he made his ishtadlis to be shomer hazmanim and to do what he has to do, even though he felt that he is far from the idea, he doesn't understand what daven means, he doesn't understand every word what he says in Shmoneh Esrei, but he understands it's a year that is making me to be more Jewish, more connected, much cleverer than everybody, because Torah Hashem is machkim aspesi. And believe me, with my experience, people that they are today to the 60, to the 70, and they are in the big America, rich people, every one of them, if they have learned 1 year in a yeshiva, they are reminding it until the last day, as the days that gave them some proportion of life, days that gave them another attitude to life. If you are learning Gemara, you are getting an attitude that you see something, you have to dig into something. What was he? Why did he say so? Why didn't he say so? What is the deepness of the psychology point of view from everybody that says something? This is what we are getting as a present from God through during learning Torah. So I'm finishing my lecture with my weak English, hoping that you understood something. And I want to say, you are already here, and you are in such an age that you can be changed in your character. When you are older, it is getting to be harder and harder. This is the age, as the Gemara in Shabbos says, Yankuse, those years are such good years, it's going away, it is not coming back. You have to have a big schus, and you have to be, to honor everybody that is here and trying to help you. You have to dance on the roof from the simple understanding that being here will do for you such a favor that when it will come places or times that you will have to judge, you won't be a jury, you will be a judge. This is the difference what yeshiva is making from a yeshiva boy. And as we understood about the big of the this day, that this is the yuletide from whom Rosh Yeshiva's father, that he stood up on his feet and he made a yeshiva when it was very hard for boys, not as you are American boys, that you are polite. We are talking about Sabres Israeli boys. They don't have the politeness from the American people. They don't have their dollar in God we trust. We are talking about Sabres. They are chutzpedik. They are strong boys. And this was the years from 14 to 18. Those are the years that everybody is so impulsive, so dominant, so active. And he came, he made the yeshiva. And he made from boys that were such boys that would be who knows where. He made them a Ahavas Torah. Just yesterday came to me somebody that learned with me 4 years in the same yeshiva, Chaim Sabato. You know from Chaim Sabato? He's a Rosh Yeshiva here in Ma'ale Adumim. We learned together in public school and then 4 years in the Tivmeir. He came to invite me to say a shiur by him in yeshiva. He's a big Talmid Chochem. You heard about Chaim Sabato. So Chaim Sabato says, you know, thinking today, I owe my Avos Torah to one Jew, Reb Arye Bina. This was, as we were just talking, I didn't talk with him about the time coming here. This was as he felt. So this is a child that came from Kahir, He was born in Cairo in Egypt, came to Yerushalayim and lived in such poorness. I remember as a child I was by him, they had one room. In this room was the parents and four children, in no bed, no table, no chairs. It was so dark there. And his brother became a big Rosh Yeshiva. And he, Chaim, is a big Rosh Yeshiva. And he says, I owe my Torah to Rabbi Aryeh Bina, as he taught us. So I think it is just the best day in year I should meet you, pupils that are learning in Yeshiva, and his name, Nisim Aryeh, this was his name, he was as an Aryeh, as a lion, as to do his job, and I am blessing you, Bebirkas Hedyoit, everybody from you that is here. You have to use every minute that you are here, not to spend your time, and to come to this point that I wanted to show you, how clever, how deep, how nice, how special, how edel is somebody that does his job right in the yeshiva. You're learning here, and your davening here is making for you a better future. Neko yiten Hashem v'cho yosif, for everybody of you, you should come to this point from this understanding. In Yemale Hashem Yishalo Yislipchem Letoivo Omen Ken Yirotz.